Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is with us. I want to repeat what we've been talking about the last 10 minutes or so and apologize to Jamie for getting to her a little bit later, but we had to set this story. Today, this is from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Today at approximately 7:12 a.m., Los Angeles Sheriff's Department responded to a single vehicle rollover, a traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant was identified as Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was extracted from the wreck with jaws of life by the L.A. County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. The traffic investigation is being conducted by investigators with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department's Lomita Station. Jamie, on CNN, over the last 30 seconds, they have started showing Tiger's vehicle.
Yeah, it's bad.
It looks devastated. Front end, and it, to me, it looks like he is driving one of the vehicles from the Genesis Invitational, where he just was the tournament host. He could not play due to his fifth back operation.
He looked really tired the other day, didn't he?
I didn't think he looked very good at all.
I didn't either. I think the internet went a little crazy with worry about that. And now to see that he's been injured in this crash is where the jaws of life had to be used to get him out is concerning.
It is very concerning. To me, when I saw him, he looked tired. He looked puffy. And I don't know what's going on, but the speculation was here's a man who is facing his fifth back operation. He was acknowledging the pain. He's battled addiction before, and there was concern about that again. The vehicle, because we've had a chance to see it here just from CNN, the whole front end looks destroyed, right? The car is on its side. It's off the road. And just to emphasize again, it's just a single car accident. I probably don't know this area as well as you, but I do know that area. This won't shock people. When I was calling the Wolves, there's a golf course in that area I would play. Rancho Palos Verdes is a beautiful area.
Beautiful.
Right on the ocean.
Yeah.
Yep. Right on the water. He primarily lives in Jupiter, Florida. He grew up in Southern California. I know he does have a home in Southern California. I just don't know if this is the specific area where it is. But you see that vehicle, and you are greatly concerned for who's in that vehicle, no matter who it is, Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's hard when these types of things happen, especially to someone, as you've indicated, who's had issues in the past in dealing with addiction to pain medication, and seeing him just looking, you know, tired, as you said, and fried at the golf tournament, and being asked if he thought he'd be able to play the Masters, saying, God, I hope so, in an interview. You know, you have to wonder where his mental state has been, and, you know, and just wish, hope for the best. I mean, there can be lots of different reasons for car accidents, but single car rollover in this particular area is concerning.
Absolutely. On a day, well, you're there. beautiful weather, right? There was no inclement weather that would play any part?
No, I mean, it's been, honestly, it's been two or three of the most beautiful days we've had. I said to somebody this morning, like, wow, it feels like spring. Yesterday it was 80 degrees and sunny in this particular area, you know, just beautiful. No wind, no, I mean, it's like one of those typical Southern California, lots of sunshine. Usually I'd be teasing you and taunting you, you know, that yeah. The weather's so good out here. So,
so because you're based there, I'm guessing this would be a pretty good guess that you might be working on this story fairly quickly, right?
Well, I honestly, you guys were late. It turned out okay. I had to take a call from my boss. We're trying to figure things out. I've been working on a story just about the United States power systems and kind of the back and forth of fire and ice between California's rolling blackouts of the summer and Texas, you know, experiencing what they did last week, just talking to a lot of energy experts. That piece is supposed to run tomorrow, but now, you know, when these types of things happen, we're trying to figure out. So if it's not me, then it will probably be one of my colleagues, either Carter Evans or Jonathan Vigliotti, and I'll stay on my energy piece, or
yep.
I could end up jumping in the car here. So I'm just waiting to hear.
How far away are you from Rancho Palos Verdes?
It would probably take me about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic. So I'm in the valley. This is, as you said, you know, it's a beautiful area south of, if people are familiar with Manhattan Beach, which is, you know, a really mm-hmm. cool yep. area just south of the LAX airport. It's south of there. So it, depending on traffic with COVID, every day is different. Sometimes it's normal LA traffic, but probably about an hour.
That's what I was thinking. We would stay often when I was with the Wolves in either Marina del Rey or Santa Monica, right? And probably drove down to this area half dozen times. And I'm thinking when it wasn't too crazy traffic from there, about an hour also. Right.
Yep.
And just it is like it's, you know, it's going past a lot of those iconic locations heading towards Long Beach. So it's mm-hmm. it's south of L.A. And we were making this point just because before you came on, and I apologize for getting to you. We were literally just taking a break and then Adam just mentioned the breaking news. There are very few athletes on the planet, like three or four, who would draw this interest. Adam, am I hearing you in the mm-hmm. background?
Yeah, we've got some more information. This is from Darren Rovell. Who's tweeting
Rovell.
Yep. Sorry. He talked to a Mark Steinberg, Tiger's agent, says Tiger suffered multiple leg injuries and is in surgery right now.
Okay. So just to set this, Mark Steinberg is Tiger's closest ally publicly. He is his longtime agent. They have been through everything together. The success, the public downfall, the recovery, the remarkable victory. So I'm almost a little surprised that Mark Steinberg is willing to even divulge that at this point. So multiple leg injuries, surgery at this point. In some ways, Adam, should we say that's good news if it's just leg injuries at this point, considering the condition of that vehicle, as Jamie and I are talking about it, and you can see it right now on CNN at this point?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that the fact that he's talking to him, hopefully, is indicative that maybe that while he's 100%. Got some serious injuries, it looks like he will survive. Let's hope certainly that's the case.
Yeah, I think that is a very important point, Jamie. If Steinberg is willing to talk to anybody at this point, to me, the only way he's making any comment at this point, if the concern about life-threatening injuries is not in the mix at all.
Yeah. You have to wonder if he's in surgery, you know, just had the fifth back surgery, and now if he's in surgery that his legs have been injured so badly, you just have to wonder about his career going forward, which is not something that, you know, I mean, obviously you want him to be okay. And that's first and foremost, but you know, I just recently watched the Tiger Woods documentary, and I think mm-hmm. after watching that documentary, I don't know how other people feel. I know that I had a lot more empathy toward him and just seeing what truly, you know, was revealed about how he grew up and how he felt about his dad dying. And, you know, I think we are so quick. I think it's, you know, it's true of the Britney Spears documentary coming out too. We're so quick to villainize people and knock people down who are successful and want to, you know, I don't know. It's like the bigger the star, the greater the fall. We all take a little bit of weird pleasure in that. And I think after watching that, I thought to myself, oh, I hope he can make one more comeback. You know, I hope he plays the Masters again. I hope he can win the Masters again. So I think it's no matter what happens, it's just sad. And it's another chapter to his life that as an adult, you know, has had many twists and turns.
And his whole life has played out in front of us from the time he appeared on the Mike Douglas show when he was three.
From the time he was a toddler.
Yeah.
On the
with
Tonight
Mike
show.
Douglas, Bob Hope, and Jimmy Stewart. I mean, think about that. Well stated. I know you got a busy afternoon ahead of you. Thank you as always. We'll get back to some lighter stuff when we talk next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.